Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Right now, joining us on the BetQL guest line, our friend, Mr. Mitch Tischler. Mitchell, how do you do, buddy? How you feeling?
Mr. Tisch Mitchell.
I'm doing well. I'm feeling all right. But I'll tell you what, hearing Backstreet Boys every Monday at noon really cheers up the week.
The draft didn't cheer your week up, man?
The draft was fun. I think they did a great job. I was pretty happy with what the Commanders did there.
All right. Start at the top. You've been hot on Jaden Daniels probably longer than anybody. Maybe you or Denton Day, who loved him too locally. You thought that was the pick since like Thanksgiving, probably. How happy are you it finally landed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely happy. I think that he's a superstar, going to be a superstar. And I love his game so much. I mean, folks get so caught up with him, you know, running the football. But the fact that he uses his legs to get out of the pocket and still looking downfield, he runs more as a last resort than, you know, a first thought when he has to escape the pocket. And I love so much about him. I love his demeanor, both on draft night and we got to meet with him. He's an excited kid, and the smile that the million-dollar smile that he flashed when Adam Peters introduced him to the Commanders media belies any of the questions or thoughts about whether he wanted to play here or would be happy playing in D.C., whatever it may be. He's an NFL pro, and he's going to be the leader of this team from day one.
Is that the one thing that you heard throughout this little process that ended up being like kind of a bold-faced lie? He don't want to go to Washington?
You know, I said it a couple weeks ago, but like, remember Caleb Williams wanted ownership of the team, and then Caleb didn't want to go to Chicago. And then all of a sudden, when it became obvious that he was going to be the number one pick to the Bears, the first consequential pick in the draft that started Thursday was with the Commanders. And so all of the shenanigans and ballyhoo and everything you heard about Caleb Williams kind of started to drift off to the side, and people started chiming in on Jaden Daniels. So it was the same situation, you know, that Caleb had to deal with, Jaden now had to deal with leading up to the draft. You know as well as anybody, when you've been, you know, working your butt off leading up to the draft and trying to get yourself in a position to play, you're so happy to be in the NFL, yeah. And especially in a situation like Washington, where you're stepping in and you're going to be the starter from day one and be the guy that's going to lead this offense. There's no questions there.
Mm-hmm. Apparently there is a question, though, Mitch. I was touting you as the preeminent Jaden lover in town, you and Denton, and I got a text from Lamphill that says, realistically, Jeff and I were the first two guys on Team Jaden. Lamphill, explain yourself. When did you get on Team Jaden?
December.
But I said Mitch was Thanksgiving.
That doesn't count.
Why not?
December is more important.
Because of Christmas?
That's exactly right.
That? I don't know that you can say that. Jeff, when do you claim you were on Jaden?
I was on Jaden since he was in contention for the Heisman.
That's correct.
Right, which was about halfway through the college football season.
I will say
season.
In fairness, Jeff only cares about the SEC, and Jaden does play in the SEC.
If Jeff had said that, I would have believed him, but
I could pull up the audio, but I wasn't sure. All right, I'm gonna go back and get it.
I know you will not.
I'm
about to go back and get it.
I do think Jeff has a realistic claim to this because he's an SEC guy and does the SEC radio. And Lanville, I think, has no claim to this. But Mitch, would you like to defend yourself whether or not these are baseless claims? They're saying you were not first to Daniels, they were.
There's no defending needed. There's plenty of room on the Jaden bandwagon. I expect that lots of other people are going to jump on it along the way. Whether I was first or Jeff was first, I don't think Lanville really was. It doesn't matter.
I was about to say, Mitch.
You guys all hop on.
Yeah, Lanville definitely stirred this up. Like you know it's all love for us, bro.
I'm just going to say I was first, but I agreed the Jaden bandwagon is positive, and there's good vibes here. We let everybody on board.
I think
Lanville just throwing himself on the bus.
when things really got cooking for Jaden, I think, because they were having a good season, but they were a little bit down, LSU. You know, I think even when they lost the opener. But the Florida game is what Jaden was asked about, sucking the soul out of a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, watch the tape from the Florida game. In that game, he completed 17 of 26 passes for 65%. What, Jeff? With
nothing, JP. You're just out of pocket.
Bro, that was the phrase Adam Peters said, Jeff. You're out of pocket.
Yeah.
That's the phrase the general manager and the head coach said.
Hey, stuff.
Adam Peters, you're out of pocket.
It's off the bandwagon.
In that game against Florida, Daniels threw for 372 through the air on only 17 attempts. So you go ahead and do the math if the ball's going down the field. 372, I'm sorry, on 17 completions, only 26 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
372, three touchdowns.
That's still good.
It's really good. And another 234 yards on the ground.
Damn.
Another two touchdowns. B, 234 on the ground on 12 attempts. I mean,
damn.
I think that's when the Heisman.
Yeah, almost averaged damn near 20 a carry.
Yeah, 19 and a half a carry.
Damn.
I mean, Mitch, you were on him. He's here. The rest is kind of in God's hands. We'll see what happens. Who was your favorite?
Jeff, you're out of pocket too, Jeff. You say you were on him before Mitch.
Pause.
Hey, yo, that was too late. You can't bring that claim up now.
But it worked.
I think he nailed it. Non-Jaden Daniels division, big man. What'd you think of the rest of the draft? Let's start with what matters most to you usually. How do you think they handled the left tackle pursuit?
I think they handled it. I think the process was good. The result might not have been great. How about that? I like the fact that they were trying to trade back into the first round for Tyler Guyton and for Jordan Morgan. But ultimately, there was a price they were willing to pay. And I like that they kind of stuck to their laurels and didn't overpay to move up to go get one of those guys. And when you start looking at the second round and kind of, you know, early in the third round, you didn't see a whole lot of tackles going because the league told you that the rest of the dudes that were there were closer to dudes than they were to starters. Now, to go out and get, you know, Brandon Coleman, you know, when they did, I think he's an interesting prospect. And I think that he has an opportunity to potentially grow into being a starting tackle in the league. I don't know that's something that's going to happen right away, but I think as a whole, you can look at kind of this Adam Peters draft. And one of the things that I liked was, you know, he got these athletic, you know, veteran guys, you know, who have shown kind of, you know, what they can be and who they are. And they're going to leave it up to the coaching staff to, you know, coach them up and get them in the right position. And so I think Brandon Coleman can turn into a starter. I don't expect that it's going to happen, you know, right away. I don't think he'll be your opening day starter. But, you know, maybe by the middle of the season, he's starting to rotate in for some reps. But I do think they're going to be shopping on the vet free agent market,
Yeah. Whether
that's someone like Donovan Smith, who's still out there from Tampa last year, or they end up waiting to see what players get cut as cap casualties. I think you know, they're going to need to add something in the tackle room, because at the moment, you know, really the only playable guys that you have there are going to be Andrew Wiley and Cornelius Lucas, and you know, obviously folks want to argue about how playable those two are. So it's going to be interesting to see how they address it as they move forward, but at the end of the day, this is a roster that had a lot of holes in it, and they had to fill a lot of holes in free agency and in the draft. And at the end of the day, you can't fill every single one in one offseason. So left tackle might be a stopgap this year, and go get your guy next year.
I think when you think it could become Coleman, though. I'm with you in that maybe it's not Coleman to open the season, but I wouldn't say that Coleman can't be that guy.
I just don't think they finish. I think when they have all these when they release people in June, I think there's someone that could possibly be there. But I think ultimately what they want a young guy to take that position.
Yeah, of course. If you can have a quarterback and your stud tackle, whether he's your left or right guy, both on a rookie deal, that gives you a lot of freedom to fill out other positions. And you know, when you talk about tackle, we have to talk about both sides tackles, because Andrew Wiley might be a placeholder again this year, but that's a place that you need to upgrade as well. And I don't think you're going to be able to upgrade both of them in one season. So it's I don't think they're done this year, and I think that they're going to spend a high draft pick next year probably on that position.
I'm going to let you go, dude. Rest up.
All right, Mitch. Be cool,
Mitch,
brother.
Mitch playing hurt. He's sick, B.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
See you, buddy.
Hey, Chippy, I held it together for you guys. I gave my voice all it had left.
Everything he's got. Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Take care. Feel better.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.